Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time, and we're so grateful for everything. We acknowledge you are the only true God, the creator of the universe and of mankind. Amen. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Acknowledge that you are God Almighty. Amen. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the only true God, and He's revealed Himself as the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. He's the only one that we need, and His glory is the answer for every person on the earth. Every person. If someone says, what's the real answer? And it's Jesus and His glory, His presence, His majesty and beauty and splendor and magnificence. And this is what man was born to do, is to fellowship with Him. I want to continue to say that, continue to proclaim it. Jesus revealed this in Revelation 3:20. Also, in various places in the Gospels, when He spoke about the treasure buried in a field. That's what, in Revelation 3:20, you know, it's interesting, Jesus did not just come out and say, I want a fellowship with you. You know, He gave basically an analogy or a metaphor about opening the door of our heart and letting Him in to dine. And He said, I will dine with Him. Dine, it's up. That means He becomes our everything. Amen. So it's fascinating. You know, God hides, you know, and He may not just come out and say something specifically. We have to go and find Him. Okay? But also, in a sense, read between the lines and understand, let the Holy Spirit reveal these wonderful truths and mysteries to us that He is presenting. This is all a deep mystery, and it's fully related to the fact that God created man into His image. One human soul is worth more than the world and everything in it multiplied times infinity, because we're made in His image. Amen. But the greatest thing, His glory and majesty. Man was made to know Him in that way. That's what every person who makes it to heaven will automatically be, fellowship with God Almighty forever. Forever. This is a powerful revelation. The other side, there's also a forever for those who do not receive Him. And it's very tragic. They will be in eternal death. They will exist forever. Every human soul is eternal. And tragically, they will miss heaven. They will be in hell. This is a great tragedy. But I want to keep this as positive as possible, because we're in challenging times. Right now, let's pray. Father God, we are in challenging times right now in the world. We know that you are our everything and our source, wonderful Jesus. And I pray for those listening that you will touch them. I believe with them for their needs. You say, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. So I believe with them. And we also intercede, lead us to intercede and to do what you want us to do. Intercede for our community, our region, our nation, other nations, if you lead us to. We pray for Israel, that you'll send out laborers into Israel. Continue to send them out. And also we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yesterday's message was about the simplicity, how wonderful it is that God has made it simple. And really, as I've said before, it's so encouraging that we could give it one 30-second message that sums up everything a person needs to know God fully and to make it to heaven with flying colors. And it's starting right now. I'll time it. All a person has to do is go directly to the only true God, seek Him with their whole heart until they find Him. And when they find Him, they will find the answer. And He will show them everything that they need to know. And within that, love others as they love themselves. Do unto others, the golden rule. That's 25 seconds. It really is that simple. And everything flows from that. So glorious and wonderful. How ironic, isn't it, that... So when we say, the Lord God Almighty, the only true God, He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe, and man was created to know Him and to fellowship with Him forever. And that's when someone finds Him, they find everything that they want, need, desire, long for, hope for. It's so ironic that 90% or more of people on the earth, at least 80% or don't understand that, don't get it, and are apathetic about it, and many are even hostile to it and make fun of it. I mean, that's how ironic that is. How tragic. I know many Christians and Catholics, many believers, they don't, if you tell them this, it just goes right over their head. Now, so the bottom line is, I mentioned this recently, okay, how do we get this? And it's only through the Holy Spirit, through the anointing. And that anointing, we could do a whole series that could last forever on the anointing. That's the presence, the tangible presence of Jesus Christ, the tangible presence of God. And that great man of God describes it, the anointing, and says it's a precious substance, a heavenly commodity. It's tangible and touchable and feelable and knowable. It's beyond human words, because God Almighty, His presence, His glory, beyond human words. He comes with glory and with fire. The fire of God and we can give so many analogies. We could never even come close to putting Him into words. And that's why, you know, what's fascinating is it's between a person and God. Just as every phase of knowing Him, everything about knowing Him, it's between one person and God. This is the mystery. Like think of it. And again, it's because we're made in His image. Every individual person who's alive right now will come before their Creator, before the only true God. And now this is a deep mystery too, but it's revealed in the Bible. A great man of God discussed this recently in a teaching. Unbelievers will be judged by the Father God Almighty. Believers will be judged by Jesus Christ for their works. But that first category, unbelievers who don't receive Jesus Christ, will be judged because they rejected Jesus Christ. They chose God, a self, instead of God. Even those who never hear the gospel, they'll be judged. God's perfect. We don't have to even be concerned about it. But I do believe that those who hear the gospel and hear about Jesus Christ, more is required of them. Okay, but so they'll be judged. The Father God Almighty will judge unbelievers. Jesus Christ, God has given the church to Jesus Christ. Amen. That's revealed in the Gospel of John. And Jesus will judge every individual for their works. I'll finish with the glory of the Lord on a scale of 1 to 1,000 is infinity. The glory of the Lord. And that's why I think a great man of God was emphasizing so much. He said, don't let anything corrupt your heart. Don't let anything, you know, forgive quickly. Repent quickly with joy. Repentance is actually a joy-filled entity. I'm realizing that. It's not sadness. It's a joy, you know. It's joy and gladness and freedom. But let's... What do they say? Keep a short list of, of wrongs, you know. Forgive people and forget and move on. You know, that's the area I'm working on. If anything corrupts our heart, then we miss out on that infinity, the glory, His glory and majesty. We miss out. There's deep mysteries surrounding our most holy faith. You know, here's an example. So we miss out. In that same truth, all truth is parallel, God's doing His work all over the world. He's going to look for a man. If He can't find a man, He'll look for a woman. If He can't find a woman, He'll look for a child. If He can't find a child, He'll look for... The stones will cry out. This is something Reinhard Bonnke said, that... But He'll do His work. And if we don't seek Him with our whole heart and seek to find out what He wants us to do, we miss out. God's going to do His work. We need Him. Same truth is parallel for salvation. If someone chooses self instead of God, they miss out for eternity. This is serious. You know, how wonderful, though, Jesus offers eternal life, life everlasting. I remember Reinhard Bonnke emphasizing that so much in a message. He said, Jesus' hands are stretched out. He offers life everlasting. He also called it eternal life. That's one of His main teachings, right? And what is eternal life? Knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. Amen.